Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Celebrate Christmas in July with us. Odyssey and Humane Rescue of Pittsburgh invite you to join the doghouse on July 13th and 14th. Drive through and donate pet supplies at Harps, Northside, or Eastside locations to help make a difference for furry friends. Items to donate include dry dog food, puppy food, treats, and more. Visit events page at 937thefan.com for the full list. Also, the 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And we are with Scott Blasey, lead singer of the Clarks. City Limits, you're famous. You must be, because when he came in, when Scott came in, I said, yeah, our producer, he will help, you know, assist the show or whatever. And he said, you mean City Limits?
No way. He knew.
He knew you.
Oh, dude, I listen to the show all the time.
I appreciate it.
There you go. City Limits, you're more famous than all the rest of us.
Well, that's Starkey, the nickname giver. Isn't Starkey the guy who gives everybody the nicknames?
Yeah, it's Joe.
Yes.
He gives them to everybody.
Joe gives everybody. He's got a nickname for everybody.
Right.
And there's times, I told him it took me about a month and a half of working with him to figure out who the hell he was talking about, because he had a different name for everybody.
Was your first name Austin?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes. Austin City Limits. What was the other one that you didn't know? It was Rivers.
You tried to call me Rivers.
I tried to call him Rivers, but he liked City Limits.
He saw that commercial during the Super Bowl, the Peanuts commercial or something,
yeah.
And he liked Mr. P for 2 days.
Yes.
And everybody shut that down very quickly.
Right. City Limits.
City Limits really stuck, I think. Huh?
That's the one that has
100% stuck.
Do people outside of this this little bubble here,
Oh, yes.
That's great, man.
Yeah, I've gone to a couple Pirate games where people will be like, wait, are you City Limits? I recognize the voice.
That's awesome.
I go, yeah, that's me. It's pretty cool.
So you're famous, buddy. I mean, and then that's a good thing. Scott, you got a couple solo shows coming up, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You broke off into, you know, you've done some solo stuff. And
yeah.
You probably, you like it because it gives you a little bit of freedom to maybe do some different things, right?
Absolutely, Paul. Totally different thing. You know, the band is seven guys, and I make the analogy, it's this big, massive cruise ship, and it doesn't turn very fast, but it's got a lot of momentum and inertia. But you know, when I do the solo gig, it's they're all very different. I tell a lot of stories. I'm a speedboat, man. I can go in different places that the band can't go. I can play in different venues that the band can't play in. I do smaller clubs and house parties and wineries. And so one of my favorite places to play is Spoonwood Brewing in Bethel Park. I'm a South Hills guy. I live in Peters Township. So I play there Wednesday, July 10th. I'll be at Spoonwood Brewing, and then a really cool winery out in Spring Church, Edgewood Winery. I play there on Thursday the 18th, and all these shows are listed on scottblasey.com, and from there you can follow me on various social media platforms. So yeah, man, I love doing the solo stuff. Play a few more covers, and just play whatever I'm feeling, man. And I'll tell a lot of stories, to talk about my life, about my family, about my wife and kids, and my mom and dad, and why I do what I do.
Yes, I mean, I think that's the thing that's pretty cool for you, is that you're able to...
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer?
With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You know, talk, you know, get people get a chance maybe to meet you or
yes.
See you a little differently because it's a little bit, I'm assuming the shows are a little smaller than your,
yes,
you know, big,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, and you're at these places like this brewery, I'm sure you mingle a little bit and talk
for
to
sure.
people and, you know,
yeah.
you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a good, that's a good thing for you.
Yeah, and I've gotten great feedback. People love, and I'll talk backstories about where the songs come from, and people just love, you know, you got to let them in, Paul. And I realized that very early on when I started doing these solo shows 10, 12 years ago. It's one thing to just get up there and play your songs, but I needed something else. So I started, you know, just telling stories, man. And I found that I'm a good storyteller, make people laugh, make people think a little bit. And they just love to be let into your world a little bit. You just open up to people, and it's just it's part of who I am, and it's really turned into a good thing. I love doing the solo stuff, and I love doing the band stuff. I feel mm-hmm. extremely fortunate that I can do both,
right?
Because the band is just this glorious sound on stage with seven guys, and you know, we've been doing it for so long, and we're just a well-oiled machine at this point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, 38 years.
Yeah,
you're doing something right, right?
Right.
There's no question. Now, what one of the things, like I said, that people probably don't know is that you're an avid sports fan.
Very much so.
And you know, we were off in you know, off the air, we were talking a little bit about the 71 Pirates,
right?
the 71 Pirates. And the 79 Pirates, but also you went to Condors games.
Yes, went to Pittsburgh Condors ABA games. You know, John Brister and, you know, had posters of Dr. J and George the Iceman Gervin on my walls as a kid growing up, along with Farrah Fawcett. And, but yeah, you know, born in 64. So I was old enough in 71. 6-7 years old, and those were mostly day games. There was one, I think, at least one night game. It was the first night game in the World Series in the 71 series against the Orioles, and I would rush home after school to watch the day games of the World Series, and I was just, you know, just obsessed with the Pirates. I mean, I was talking to you about I could name the entire starting lineup, and just, you know, fell in love with my heroes were obviously Roberto Clemente and Willie Stargell, and then, you know, you obviously had Manny Sanguin and Bob Robertson and Richie Hebner and Dave Cash and Ramon Hernandez and Al Oliver and Bob Moose and Steve Blass, and you know, I could just go on and on. I just was a huge, huge sports fan. We would take a plain white T-shirt and a black magic marker and try to make my own Pirates jersey with, you know, just a plain white T-shirt. And then as a teenager in 70, you know, then the Steelers got really good. Remember the Immaculate Reception, you know, what was that, 74? They didn't go to the Super Bowl that year, but then obviously they won four Super Bowls in the 70s. I was a teenager and sports obsessed with the Steelers. And, you know, you could go on the Sears catalog and order your Franco Harris Steeler jersey. So you could play in the backyard and wear your Steeler jersey and pretend you're Franco Harris or Lynn Swann or whoever. And then, you know, the 79 Pirates too, just loved it. And Mom and Dad used to take me to Three River Stadium. We used to go see Pirate games all the time. My uncle would take me to Steeler games from time to time. Got to see, you know, saw O.J. Simpson play and just loved it. And again, like you mentioned, Pittsburgh Condors, and then the Penguins, you know, they started getting good and have a very fond memory of being in Doc's place in Shadyside drinking out of the Stanley Cup one night, and it was 1992.
Really?
Yeah, Steiger came in. Paul Steigerwald came in with the Stanley Cup, and Doc Mendelson started pouring beer into it, and we just passed it around. That was a...
That's pretty cool.
That was a really, that's a good memory.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, what's cool is if you think about your younger years, so to speak, even 92, you were still 25 or something, maybe.
Right.
Or
in my 20s. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about how much success the teams here, you got to witness.
Absolutely.
And you know, you just rattled off how many names in the Pirates. I always say this, it's funny, baseball economics have changed, but if you think about the 70s, the teams that dominated baseball, the Pirates, the Reds, the A's, and Baltimore.
And the Orioles, right.
I mean, the Yankees are also, obviously, they've always been.
Yep.
But those four teams really, you know, which are, you know, teams that went through a lot of rough years. Were you excited in 2013? Did that get you going when the Pirates in 2013, the Johnny Cueto game?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Oh,
the Bucktober game?
Yeah, for sure. And even the early 90s, Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla, that run there, and this whole the Sid Bream slide. And but yes, the 2013, I was all in. And so it still is today. I'm still an avid fan. I'm constantly checking my app that I follow the Pirates on if I can't watch the game on TV. And I love the pitching staff is just, Skeens is lights out. He's pitching tonight, I believe, right? And of course, Jared Jones and, Bailey Falter, who saw that coming, out of spring training, nobody was, he's done really well. And, Perez, that last start was impressive.
Yeah.
So, man, if he starts pitching well,
they're not that far, right?
No, they're really not. They need some bats.
Right.
They need, Key Brian Hayes to start hitting a little more and maybe, Rowdy Tellez has had a great June, and so they're close, man. I mean, they've been hovering. They've been right at 500 now for a while. They're 3-4 games under 500, but that's been for a while now.
Right.
It'll be interesting these next couple of series to see what happens and see what they do at the trade deadline and going into the All-Star break. I'm really anxious to see what happens. Hopefully the Jared Jones the 15-day injury list is not a serious thing, but it doesn't sound like it is, and maybe benefits him in the long run because these guys are starting to pile up innings here.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We'll see what happens.
I have often said this because I'm a little bit younger than you, but not that much.
Right.
I've often said this: if the Pirates ever really get good, there is a fan base here.
Oh.
That's just so passionate.
Yeah.
They, you know what I mean? And not to say that the Penguin fans and Steeler fans aren't passionate, but because the Pirates have had so relative little success in the last 30 years or whatever, if they ever got good and got on another run, right? I mean,
you saw it in that 2013, those couple of wild card games. I mean, it was crazy.
No question. Just another minute or two with Scott before we let him go. I'm sure you said you got a workout to get to, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go for a run and then got a weekend full of gigs, man.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing for
you.
Yes. Are you excited about the Russell Wilson led Steelers?
Yes.
Is that something that intrigues you?
Really interested. I don't know if excited's the word, but just I've got an interest going into training camp this year with the quarterback situation, and I heard you guys talking about the other Wilson, the linebacker they picked up in the draft. Really just interested to see what these rookies can do, and really interested to see what the offense will do now with the new coordinator and with Russell Wilson. So, I think they're going to do well. I mean, I've been seeing that, there's some national pundits that don't think they're even going to make 500, but I beg to differ. I think they're going to surprise a few people.
I think they might be good. I mean, Wilson is good, I was going to ask you, I don't think they do them anymore, but remember the Pirates used to do Sky Blasts? Did you ever do a concert for one of those?
No, we never did a Sky Blast.
Oh, I figured.
We did a Yinzerpalooza
a
couple years ago.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun. We played after the game.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because I thought I remembered seeing you guys at least once.
Oh, Paul, you know, it's possible that we did, and it just, my memory is not what it used to be.
But I mean, if you did the Enzer Palooza, yeah, that's probably where I saw
right.
you. You know what I mean? But you love doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, I do. We do Pittsburgh nights sometimes for the Penguins, too, as well. We've done that the last couple of years, and just love the setting for sporting events and being able to do the band thing with that.
Yeah. Well, Scott, I know you're real busy, so I really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, Paul, I appreciate you having me, buddy. It's great talking to you.
Absolutely. We'll do it again for sure, because like I said, I think that you're a really interesting person from the standpoint of, I think people think, oh, he's a rock star, you know, all he does is music,
right?
Whatever.
Oh, I have some.
Your background is incredible.
I have some sports takes, buddy.
That's absolutely. You've got some good sports takes, I'm sure, right? I mean, that's the whole point. Like you follow it. You like it.
Love it.
You played a bunch of sports.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a sports dad.
Yep.
That to me is right. So yeah, absolutely. I think it's pretty cool. And I remember we were on KDK. I said to you that I thought rock and roll. Like, you are part of the last great era of rock and roll in this country.
It certainly has changed.
You know?
The
80s and early 90s.
Right. And that was it.
I mean, I'm like real old school. So I say the last great rock and roll bands were probably Metallica and, you know, if you want to talk about maybe Pearl Jam, you know,
sure.
That little Seattle thing for a few years.
Right.
But after that, after those bands came out, I mean, people keep trying to sell me on all these new bands, and it's just not the same. The era from, like, I don't know, 65, 66 to, like, say, 92, that was the – would you agree with that?
Yeah,
that was the era of rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
I was a big 70s guy, so, you know, rock and roll, that was quite the heyday. But really in the 70s, man, R&B – mm-hmm. Soul, country. I mean, that was quite the decade, no matter what genre you listen to.
Are there just real quick, there's like two or three bands that you really like to listen to?
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Jason's a really amazing songwriter, singer, guitar player from Alabama and his band. I saw them at the Benedum Center in March. He's just head and shoulders above everybody else as far as I'm concerned. And every once in a while, you know, my kids will turn me on to some things that I wasn't aware of. We went and saw Harry Styles a couple of years ago, and I was honestly super impressed. He put on a great show, and so I keep a real open mind as far as new music is concerned. Most of it, it's not mm-hmm. my cup of tea, but every once in a while, there'll be an artist. They'll be like, yeah, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, and actually last year when you were on, you told me your daughters are Swifties, and so you had to drop like $9,000 on tickets to take them to see the concert.
Took out a second mortgage.
Yes, to see the concert.
Worth every dollar, man. And Taylor is my daughter's Beatles, and to see the emotional reaction they had to that was just priceless.
Scott, thank you so much, sir.
Oh, always a pleasure,
All
my
right.
friend.